All right, Mike Adams here with a weekend podcast update. I'm actually recording this on Friday, but we won't post it to the weekend. It's a follow-up from the detailed interviews that I've done in the last week with two people, Michael Yon and David Dubine. And those two gentlemen, combined with myself, the three of us are, I mean, just honestly say, we are the three who are most closely tracking the implications of a supply chain collapse for fertilizer, agriculture, ammonia, the BASF partial shutdown that's taking place, the diesel fuel shortages, the temperature changes due to water vapor in the atmosphere, and so on. And I give David Dubine a lot of credit for all the research on that. And Michael Yon is running around the world all the time. Every time I talk to him, he's in a different country, and he's feeding me information on the ground of what's happening in Germany, in Austria, in Thailand. He was in Thailand yesterday when I was talking to him. He's been in Ireland. He's been all over Europe. And then in addition, just want to give a shout out to Christian, the Ice Age farmer, who also I think does excellent work in this area. Don't want to exclude him. In fact, I'd like to get him on. But the bottom line is, if you listen to us four people talking about what's going on with the agricultural supply chain situation and what's going on with global dimming, that is dimming of the sun. And also, you know, shout out to Dane Wigington at Geoengineering Watch because of the weather control systems and the engineered drought that's taking place. You get a very clear picture of what is coming. And it is nothing less than a catastrophic, I'm going to say, partial civilization ending series of factors that are being deliberately put into place in order to collapse the human population. When I say partial civilization ending, I'm talking about the end of Western civilization, or at least Western Europe in particular. Western Europe is going down. And I put out a podcast yesterday that says that it's the day that Europe died is when BASF announced its partial shutdown. Now, for many months, in interviews with both Michael Yon and David Dubine, we have warned about what happens if BASF shuts down. We pre-warned the world about this. And we said accurately that if BASF begins to shut down, then it's going to be the cratering of the supply chain for ammonia and fertilizer, but also 40,000 other chemicals that BASF manufactures in Germany in a 10 square kilometer campus that is so complex, there are literally thousands of kilometers of linear pipeline running through that facility. It's mind-boggling. And no one person can even understand the whole facility. This is one of the key foundations of modern Western civilization. And not a lot of people have realized that, or maybe they're beginning to realize it, but there are just a few chemicals, believe it or not, and we can just call them molecules, because I don't mean to say that they're nefarious chemicals. You know, ammonia is not a bad chemical. It just is. It's NH3. Ammonia is ammonia. It's a molecule that is necessary to feed literally 4 billion people on the planet. And it's necessary for nitrogen-based fertilizers and many other chemical processes that lead to the industrial molecules that are used to power or to feed or to manufacture in modern civilization. So if you lose ammonia production capabilities, and Europe is already down 70%, that was before the BASF announcement. So after the BASF announcement, I'm just guessing, but ammonia production may be down, or about to be down, let's say 90%. It's an educated guess, 90% reduction in ammonia. Well, that is catastrophic for Western Europe. And with the other chemicals that BASF manufactures and the fact that they're moving their operations to China, essentially, they're growing in China, shutting down in Germany because they can't get natural gas. And the greenies are going insane all across Europe. The greenies are anti-civilization. They want to shut down human civilization because the greenies are against energy. And also they hate the sun. They hate liquid water. They want all water to be frozen. They hate carbon dioxide, which is necessary for photosynthesis. They hate natural gas. They hate hydrocarbons, which are necessary for ammonia and so on. So the greenies are a suicide cult of insane lunatics, and they are going to successfully commit suicide. the problem is they're going to bring down Western Europe with them. It's already done. I mean, it's already set in motion at this point. I don't think it can be reversed, and there's not even the political will to reverse it. And that's a key element to understand in this, is that we're not in a what-if scenario. We're in a scenario of it already happened, and now it's just playing out. You're just watching the train wreck in slow motion as it plays out. And this is going to impact the world. The fertilizer shortages will impact North America. The lack of food supply will, for a while, until the Europeans just die off. They're going to be importing food from the rest of the world, creating food scarcity pressure everywhere. And then as the freezing and starvation really kicks in across Europe, which is going to happen not just this winter, because they've got some gas in the storage areas to take them through maybe about February. But the following winter, they will have no gas unless they somehow repair Nord Stream 1 pipelines and make peace with Russia and so on. But that's not in the cards anytime soon. And America may just destroy the pipeline again anyway, like they did the first time here. So it's going to be several winters of freezing and starving. Remember, the Belgium PM said 5 to 10 winters before we can get energy back online. 5 to 10 winters. It only takes a winter or two to bring a civilization to its knees if it has no food and energy. If you can't heat homes, you can't run factories, you can't produce fertilizer, you can't run farms. And on top of that, you just don't have the energy to have electricity. So your power grid goes down, which again may not happen in January and February, but it might happen as well. It just depends on, you know, how cold it gets, frankly, at this point. And it's going to happen after that because, again, they're going to use up all the natural gas this winter. And then what will they have? Almost nothing. Nothing to run the power grid. Nothing to run BASIF. Nothing to make fertilizer out of, okay? So this is a world-changing pivot point that has been unleashed. And there is absolutely no turning this back. It's already done. The Nord Stream pipelines have already been destroyed. Gazprom has already cut off the gas. BASIF is shutting down operations from here forward. And it's done. So what people are going to be living on is what's in the pipeline right now. So yes, there's food in the pipeline. Yes, there are some crops that have already been harvested that haven't been made yet into, you know, bread and things, cereals, that are going to appear on the store shelves. Yes, there's some fertilizer in the pipeline. Although Europe is desperately buying fertilizer from the U.S. right now because that's, well, one of the places they can get it. The U.S. is the third largest fertilizer manufacturer in the world. So there's some stuff in the pipeline. But you have another major problem that has emerged that's going to affect the ability to move these commodities around in the pipeline. And that is the diesel shortage. So because diesel refineries have been shut down by these greeny cult politicians in America and also in Europe, the refineries are running at full capacity and they're not able to keep up with the demand because diesel powers everything. Boats, trains, trucks, tractors, you know, everything related to transportation, barges on the rivers, which aren't even really working very well right now because of the drought, the Mississippi River, down to you know, record low levels, and the barges are getting stuck in the mud. There's just not enough water there anymore. So the diesel shortage is so serious that the Mansfield company that distributes diesel to over 8,000 retail customers across America, the Mansfield company just issued a level 4 red alert to, especially to the Southeast area. There's no more diesel at some hubs, and the large diesel tanker trucks that have to go pick up diesel, they're having to run to different hubs just to pick up the diesel and then to go deliver it to their customers, which might be trucking companies, farms and ranches, you know, big agricultural companies, trains, you know, the railroads, all of it, barges, all of it. So without diesel, your economy grinds to a halt. Without diesel, you have no functioning society. I just want to be clear. A lot of people don't think about diesel. You need to be thinking about diesel, because if the diesel runs out, it's literally over for modern civilization. Without diesel fuel, it's It's anarchy. It's a total collapse of food, total collapse of transportation, total collapse of the rule of law, all of it. Now, whether from a lack of diesel or a lack of energy or a lack of food, that anarchy is coming to Western Europe. There will be uprisings, there will be riots. I mean, beyond the protests that we've seen so far, which have been relatively peaceful in places like France and Germany, but there are, we're going to see a season of protests and riots and uprisings leading to revolutions. So Western Europe is going to eat itself. It's basically engaged in self-immolation, which is especially ironic considering that the sanctions against Russia that set this whole thing off were designed to destroy Russia, right? These Western NATO countries thought, oh, let's just sock it to Russia, cut off their gas exports to us, ha, 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 and Russia will suffer. No, you are suffering. You are committing suicide. You are destroying your own civilization. You are deindustrializing Europe, from which there will be no return for generations. What's about to happen to Europe, I mean, Putin must be laughing like crazy at this point, because the backfire element in all of this, it's epic. It's historic. They thought they could bring down Russia. Russia's doing record exports and revenues. Western Europe is committing suicide. So the talk about the boomerang effect of all time, I mean, here it is. So if you're listening to this in Western Europe and you haven't heard this in the news, you just thank God that you're connecting with this message right now, because you have time to prepare before the masses figure this out. By the time the masses figure it out, it's going to be panic, just total panic, and then anarchy, and then, you know, social unrest, upheaval, uprisings, revolutions across Europe. You need to get squared away before that happens. And then just the financial exposure to all of this is going to be epic as well. You've already got a near pension collapse from the Bank of England. And, you know, look what happened to Liz Truss. You've got the euro collapsing compared to the dollar and other currencies, by the way. The euro may not survive much longer. I'm going to be surprised if it makes it through the year 2023, frankly. You've got the EU now just suffering under this, to the point where there may be countries that just leave the EU and say, we can't handle this anymore. We got to do our own thing just to survive. It's not a pretty situation. But check out my interview with Michael Jahn, which is also on my channel on brighteon.com. My channel is HR Report, stands for Health Ranger Report. And you can also find me, I'm on BitChute, I'm on Rumble, I'm on band.video with InfoWars. Just check out my interviews. I think I'm doing some of the best interviews happening today in this area and bringing you intel and analysis that is just spot on. I mean, we called it, you know, Michael Jahn, David Dubine, myself, and again, Ice Age Farmer, and some other folks out there, we called it. We saw this coming months ago. Now it's here. So if you want to know what's going to happen next, tune in to us. We are nailing it, and we're giving you a heads up so you can get squared away and prepared before the worst happens. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, also brighteon.com. Take care.